Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Tour de Bintan 2026. Ajang balap sepeda kelas dunia kembali hadir di Bintan. Tour de Bintan 2026 kembali menyatukan para pesepeda dari berbagai penjuru dunia untuk menikmati tantangan bersepeda sekaligus keindahan di Pulau Bintan, Kepulauan Riau. Dengan rute yang menantang dan pemandangan yang sangat indah sekali, ajang ini tidak hanya menjadi kompetisi, tetapi juga menjadi momentum untuk memperkenalkan pesona Bintan kepada dunia. Para pesepeda dari berbagai negara berkumpul di Bintan untuk menaklukkan rute menantang sekaligus menikmati keindahan alam dan suasana tropis khas Bintan. Ajang ini menjadi salah satu event olahraga yang turut membawa nama Bintan ke panggung internasional. Kami dari SBS juga berkesempatan untuk mewawancarai para peserta yang ikut berpartisipasi dalam race ini.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Orme and I'm from Byron Bay in Australia. So I have a lot of friends from all over the world who have moved. We live in Singapore and some are in Australia now, some are in other parts of the world, and we all decided to come here for the weekend to have a race together and have a girls' weekend. Yesterday was really, really a hard race, and we had one of our friends came down, and I think today we just wanted to kind of hold on and hope we could finish the race. So it was a, you know, really unbelievable surprise to get a podium.
So what was the challenge, the main challenge for today?
I think the main challenge for today was the peloton that we were in was had quite a few inexperienced riders. So I think you're just trying to make sure that you can hold your line and not come off your bike. That was probably the biggest challenge. The hills, not so bad. The hinterland of Byron over summer got me prepared for the hills.
So what did you enjoy the most from this race?
Being with friends. The event organizers were amazing. It's a really well-run course. The roads were really good, no potholes. But it's just a great spirit. The kids all come out and cheer for you as well. It's just a really great vibe here.
Do you have any tips for anyone that haven't joined the race but they're, you know, not so confident?
Just give it a go. It's so fun. And the 45K distance today is really, you know, a great introduction. I think if you can do some hills, whether on Zwift, especially if you live in Singapore, there aren't a lot of hills. So try and get some hill practice in because the hills here are pretty punishing.
My name is Jerome. I'm from France. Today, it was amazing. Like, we had the whole team. We played all together, made sure everybody from each category could take a step on the podium. The weather is great. The organization is great. The race village is amazing. The vibe in Bintan is completely different as in Batam or elsewhere. It's actually my second cycling race. Out of that, I've done a lot of triathlon, running, but cycling, that's the second one for me. So it was more the experience, feeling the adrenaline of the run, of the race. It was great.
So how about the challenge?
Mostly yesterday was the weather because I joined the 100K yesterday. It's very hot. Bintan is like Batam, is rolling up and down. So 45 kilometers was perfect for me.
Okay, thank you so much and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Saya Arvin Iskandar dari Jakarta. This is the first time Tour de Bintan ini saya ikutin. Kita dari Jakarta Community Cycling. Iya, dari grup community-nya namanya CHB. Persiapan-persiapan kita ini memang seminggu dua kali, tiga kali cycling. This is the first time. 100 km Tour de Bintan ini mix. Banyak orang Indonesia, banyak foreign. Saya lihatnya infrastruktur dari Bintan ini sangat bagus. Jalanannya mulus, smooth. Ini ketertarikan kita dari Jakarta kenapa mau ikut Tour de Bintan ini.
Selain para riders yang turut berpartisipasi dalam race Tour de Bintan kali ini, kami juga berkesempatan untuk mewawancarai para pengunjung yang datang untuk mensupport acara dan keluarga mereka dalam race Tour de Bintan.
Halo, aku dengan Arta dari Jakarta. Seru banget sih ya kemarin waktu kita hadir di acara Tour de Bintan itu. Jadi kita datang dari Jakarta beberapa hari sebelum Tour de Bintan officially dijalankan. Kita disambut dengan sangat hangat ya oleh panitia Tour de Bintan di airport. Dan ada warga Bintan dengan pakaian tradisionalnya Melayu dari khas dari Bintan. Iya, lucu banget. Jadi kita bisa foto-foto sama mereka sepasang. dengan baju tradisionalnya. Dan kemudian kita juga dikasih kue tradisional Bintan, khas Bintan, namanya kue drem-drem. Jadi kita rame-rame datang di hari Minggu finalnya. Pokoknya acaranya seru banget, ada penyerahan hadiah di podium gitu. Pokoknya seru deh.
Nama aku Ed. Hari ini tadi aku nonton Kak Anin, dia bagus banget sama keren karena dia tadi semangat walaupun jauh banget.
Oh ya? Jadi menurut kamu bagaimana para bikers hari ini? Apakah mereka sangat bersemangat atau ada beberapa yang udah mulai kecapean?
Semangat, tapi masih ada yang kecapean sih.
Kami juga mewawancarai Stephen Lane, yaitu pemenang yang naik ke podium utama, juara pertama dalam kategori 150 km Tour de Bintan.
I am Stephen Lane. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, but I live in Indonesia. I heard about Bintan from a friend who lives in Java and do a bit of racing, and they sort of passed on the info for Tour de Bintan, which got me excited, and that was probably only 2 months ago, but I ride bikes a lot, so I'm always pretty fit. So all I had to do was worry about how hot it was going to be in Bintan. Hotter than Bali, that's for sure.
Yeah. So how are you actually feeling after winning 150 kilometers Tour de Bintan?
Well, it's always nice to win. I actually did all three events. I did the time trial and the 100 kilometer races the day before.
Wow.
And I think it took me a couple of days to wrap my head around racing again, and I was pretty stoked to win on Sunday. It was kind of my redemption because I got close but not quite on the other days, so it was nice to win on Sunday.
Amazing. So as you mentioned before, it was really hot, and I was there also, you know, like Bintan was really hot. How challenging was this Tour de Bintan?
I think on top of the list, I think as far as races go, like it's not super hilly, it's very rolly, it's a fast course. But it's the heat. The heat was, if you go too hard too early and you get dehydrated, then the legs can definitely suffer later on. But look, Tour de Bintan did a great job. I think they understood that, and they had plenty of water supply out on course. And it was actually, in lots of races you don't get cold water, but they actually had cold water bottles handing up, which was a delight. So that was a savior. It was definitely, the heat was the hardest part for me.
I see, of course. And how did you actually manage your energy and stamina throughout the 150 kilometers?
I went in with the goal to do as little as I possibly could in that 150 kilometer race. There's a lot of teams that come from Singapore.
Yeah.
And I noticed in the earlier races, they do a lot of controlling of the race. So if someone gets away, they sort of chase them down and they keep it all together. So I just used that to my advantage and sat in and made sure I drank and ate as much as I could. Then at about 130 kilometers, there was a few fireworks where the strong riders started to try and get away to get to the finish line, and I kind of piggybacked across to a few of the guys that got away and managed to get in the right move, and that's how I ended up winning my age group.
So this is for the listeners. What advice would you give to the listeners who actually wants to start the long-distance cycling but they're still not so confident?
Just build up to the big to the longer rides. It does take time. Like getting fitter, you can't just go out on the first ride and hope to do 100 kilometres. You know, it takes weeks and months of being pretty regular with your training. But set yourself a goal. It might be week one, I want to get through 20Ks, the next week get through 50, the next week 60, and then all of a sudden, after you do it a few times, 60 feels easy. And, you know, do it for years and years, and then all of a sudden, you know, even longer distances seem possible.
Thank you so much for the insight, and thank you so much also for being with us, Stephen. Congratulations once again, and yeah, all the best and good luck for the next race.
Thank you very much.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.